The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk to Sheil Kapadia. He does a phenomenal job covering both the Eagles and the entire National Football League, of course, for The Ringer. By the time we talk to him every Wednesday, he's had a chance to break down the game film from the last game, and we welcome Sheil right now. Good morning, Sheil.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy. So, Sheil, we're doing a Jalen Hurts revisit today. He's played better lately. There's no question. Last caller had an interesting point. I think he's actually been the weakest of the five position groups on offense, which I would tend to think is probably true, but I don't know. It's close.
You got him in the trailer in the back of the car, behind the car.
I would say the O-line's been better. I'd say the two main receivers certainly have been better, but, you know, Saquon's been better. But anyway, Sheil, where are you with Jalen right now? What does the film show you with how he's playing?
Yeah, I think you look at this last game, and he's doing what's asked of him, but what's asked of him is not, in the passing game, is not what other teams are asking of their quarterbacks. This is just how the team is built. You know, this is a defense-first, run-heavy, offensive-line type team right now, and we've seen that, and it's worked well. They've won eight games in a row. So you look at this last game, he threw, 18 or 19 passes in this game. They're incorporating the run-pass options. They're doing play action. You did see some progress there where they're going under center, play action. He's throwing the football over the middle more in recent weeks, which I really like. He's showing he's able to do that. So it's one of those situations where you got to look at two things. Like, one is what's being asked of him compared to other quarterbacks in terms of carrying the load in the passing game for the entire team. And then two is, what's he doing with what he's being asked to do? And that second question, I think he did a good job this last week.
Sheil, how much more did we RPO this week?
Yeah, this was probably as best as good as the RPOs have looked all season long. So I don't know the percentage, but certainly when you look at a low volume passing game, it took up a bigger percentage of the passing game than it has other weeks. You know, they had a nice one to A.J. Brown where they're looking at the linebacker on the left side. Is he moving or not? No, he's not. Okay, you get the slant to A.J. Brown, and that was a first down. And then, of course, the touchdown to Dallas Goedert. That was a well-designed RPO. So these are the types of things they're doing. You know, teams come in against the Eagles, and they say, we can't let Saquon Barkley just kill us the entire game. We've got to find ways to stop that Eagles running game. And so now you have to have change-ups off of that, and I think they did a nice job doing that.
So are you at all worried about the lack of consistent scoring from the offense? We complain about the, you know, the first quarter. We complain about the sputtering to start the game. Hey, why don't the first 15 generate points all the time? I thought every team I ever competed with generated points with those first 15 at a much greater clip than what we're seeing. Is that a worry for you that it's inconsistent, the offensive production?
And I'll tack on another question with that, Sheil. Do you see something on film that explains why it's happening?
I don't know. I don't. Every week is different, and I don't see anything on film where I say this is happening every week. I mean, there is some weirdness to it. Like in this game, the first possession, they designed this play to Will Shipley, that little pass behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah. that was the only snap the guy played the whole game. Like, I don't know. Like, why, if you're trying to score in the first quarter, I don't know. Maybe you're trying to get the guy a touch or something.
But I can explain that one, Shiel.
Okay.
I really can. Like, in the first 15, you try to get different personnel groupings, see how they work, see how the defense responds.
Yeah.
And when they went pony personnel grouping with the two tailbacks for that play, and then they had the cross action, what they saw from the way the defense reacted, they didn't feel like it was advantageous for the Eagles, so then they just didn't go back to it.
And specifically, Shiel, we asked Sirianni yesterday, you know, are they setting plays up more early than other teams? And he didn't say yes, he didn't say no, but I was struck that he didn't say no. He didn't refute the concept. And I'm not trying to talk ourselves into explaining and justifying why they never score, but maybe it is more of a setup than other teams utilize. And the Shipley play is an example of that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there are other teams, there are other coaches who have said this. Kyle Shanahan has said this with the 49ers, exactly what John just mentioned, that you're gathering information the first couple possessions of the game where, hey, how are they going to come out and play when we're playing with two running backs on the field? Hey, how are they going to play us when we have two tight ends on the field? And then you use that stuff later in the game. So I can't tell you whether they're doing that more than other teams. Now, they are getting better as the game goes on. So there's some evidence there that if they are doing that, you know, that it's not nonsense and that there's something to it. Now, overall with the offense, you know, what you asked me, I am a little concerned. Again, I don't want to, like, it's not panic level. The team has won 8 in a row, and I think they're probably one of 6 teams in the NFL that can win the Super Bowl. But I think we just have to come to grips with is this is like a different setup than we've seen with previous Eagles teams. This offense is, I would say, above average, but not elite. And the defense, I think, is the best in the NFL right now. And I think internally, they probably look at that and they say, hey, this isn't what we expected coming into the season, but this is what we have right now, and this is how we're going to play.
Yeah.
And so I think the defense is going to keep them in pretty much every game. But yes, if we're talking about, hey, this team went out of the playoffs earlier than we expected, I think we're probably going to be having a conversation about, hey, the offense didn't make that leap that many of us were expecting.
Interesting. All right, Shiel, let's talk more about the D. So I saw something on social media yesterday. I forget who it was. First time I've seen it. Someone put out there that Jalen Carter could and should, as of now, win the Defensive Player of the Year award in pro football. We all know he's made a huge leap. Has he made that leap? I mean, is he in that conversation, in your opinion?
I don't think he's quite there. Now, I think he's been awesome. He was incredible in this game. And the one thing that stood out to me about Jalen Carter in this game, we know he's got the physical gifts. I think this is a really high IQ player. I mean, you see some of these plays on film, and he's recognizing and diagnosing what's coming, what the offense is trying to do, and then he's making the play. So he was awesome. He's been on an awesome run. I don't want to take anything away from him. I just think he got off to maybe a little bit of a slower start than he's playing right now, and there's probably some other defensive players, some other pass rushers in the NFL who have been a little bit more consistent. So I think he's going to get all pro consideration. So he's kind of right below that, but I would say probably not quite in that defensive player of the year conversation.
Shiel, what have you seen from Jalix Hunt? I was surprised in this game, this last game, that he shined a little bit. I thought he kind of flashed at times, and I wondered what you made of his tape.
Yeah, I kind of go with what Vic Fangio said yesterday, where I think he said, you know, he did some good things and he did some not so good things. I mean, this is a rookie, and so I think for the first maybe 2.5, 3 quarters of the game, I thought, all right, I haven't seen him do much here on the reps he's been in there. But then he had a great sequence where he sets the edge on a play and makes the tackle against the run. And then the next play was a big one where Zach Bond is blitzing. Lamar Jackson's trying to get the ball out to the left side there, and Jalix Hunt is right there with his pass rush, and they both kind of combined for the sack, and that knocked the Ravens out of a shorter field goal. So there were some encouraging signs. I think we just have to have fair expectations that this is a guy they probably didn't expect to play a whole lot this season, and now he's being thrown into this role. So it didn't look too big for him, and I think there's some stuff to build on there.
How does this Eagles team compare to that Lions team? You know, the Lions, they're 11-1, but man, their schedule down the stretch is so brutal. They got the Packers, the Bills, the Bears, the 49ers, the Vikings. We know that that's our competition for the one seed. How important is that one seed. How do we compare to the Detroit Lions?
Yeah, the Lions have the fourth hardest schedule in the NFL going forward. The Eagles have the easiest schedule in the NFL
going forward.
If you look at just kind of the betting market. So they've really got a chance at this one seed. I do think it's a big deal for what you mentioned, John. No one has stopped that Lions offense when they've been indoors and at home. Now, if they have to come to Lincoln Financial Field and play a cold weather game, that's a different animal. The Eagles are going to be favored. If the Eagles play at home, they're going to be favored over the Lions. If they have to go to Detroit, I think the Lions are going to be favored. So they've got a fantastic offensive line. They've got a fantastic run game. They run the ball at a high rate. Their defense has overachieved, but their defense is dealing with way more injuries than the Eagles' defense is dealing with right now. So part of this final stretch is obviously playing well, trying to get that one seed. And the other thing is try to avoid those devastating injuries that can really impact your ceiling in the playoffs.
How good a coach is Nick Sirianni in your estimation? How good a performance is he having this season?
Well, he's doing a great job this season. Now, if you ask me, hey, make a list of the reasons why the Eagles are so good this season, I probably would not, just being honest, I would not have him like one, two, or three on that list. That doesn't mean he's not doing a good job. I just think the way this team is built with Vic Fangio and Jeff Stoutland and the talent at wide receiver, Howie Roseman, I would give other people credit before I would say, hey, the coach is the one who's really driving this thing. But you can't argue with the overall record. You can't argue with 10-2 from where this team was after the first 5 weeks.
Hey, Shiel, good work, buddy. As always, we love having you on the show. We look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you, Shiel.
All right, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Shiel.